I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Are smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the animals.
Take me to the fair. Take me to the fair, don't know anywhere I would rather be. Let's go to the fair. We'll walk hand in hand through Tomorrowland, honey, you and me. I wanna see everything, do everything while we're viewing it all. I'll buy the peanuts and popcorn, we'll have us a ball. You can spend my pay. Crush me in the crowds, I'll be in the clouds, honey, I don't care. Take me there by sleigh. Roller, skate, or bike, any way you like, but take me to the fair. I wanna see everything.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better introduction to the Sonoma County Fair than Elvis Presley himself. Yep, it's Elvis.
Song?
I do know that song.
You do?
Very well, as a matter of fact. Take me to the fair. And I think it was like 1964 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when. Do you remember? Well, you weren't even around in 1964.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, no. Regardless of that, welcome to the fair, Gwen.
Good morning, Steve. Welcome yourself.
It's wonderful. It's a Western theme this year. We will be talking to some of the great exhibitors in the Hall of Flowers who have followed the Western theme of this year's fair, which is absolutely mind-blowingly beautiful. It's a lot of fun. But before we do any of that, I'm hungry, you're hungry, and that means that Dennis Dunn from the Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center has been tasked with filling our tummies with delicious food. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Stephen, Glenn. How are you guys?
We are
excellent.
Doing very, very well. Start us on our virtual tour of what's fresh at the Certified Farm Market.
Well, I want to start with Confluence Farm. It's one of our newer farmers, and they're rapidly becoming one of my favorites. They're down at the end, kind of near Anna's Seafood. So stop by and say hi. They've got beautiful produce. Right now they've got broccoli, carrots, beets, radishes, fennel, squash. Looks like some butter lettuce, and of course, little gems, Gwen. They've got flowers, they've got some heirlooms, and they've got some basil. So stop by and say hi to the guys at Confluence for me.
Sounds good. What else?
We're starting to see some colors, folks. The Jimmy Nardellos are here for the first week, which is always good. Jimmy Nardello peppers, sweet. One of my favorite things is to take a bunch of Jimmy Nardellos and some mushrooms, put them in into a blender or a food processor, and grind them down until they almost look like sand. Olive oil and garlic in a pan. Throw your thing out of the food processor in, heat it up, toss it with some pasta and some Parmesan, and you get dinner in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Sounds great.
Yeah, there's also bell peppers that are starting to color. There's some green, but there's also some yellows around, some oranges, so that's some bell peppers. That's always good to have, too. We're right in the middle. I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's all kinds of lettuces, carrots, of course, every summer squash known to man, kale, Siberian kale, dinosaur kale, bok choy, and tons of flowers.
What about fruit?
Fruit, let's see. Almonds here, Sebastopol berries have got their fruit out. There's still some strawberries to be had. Of course, stone fruit. There's peaches, plums, nectarines, pluots. All of the good stuff. Lots of table grapes are starting to show up as well. So there's tons of fruit. Come down and have it. Oh, and Hector's great. Hector's my buddy at Hector's Honey. He's got a little bit of everything. He's got his produce out in garlic. He's got blackberries. He's got local peaches. And, of course, Hector's Honey is the best around.
Anything before you move on to Carnivore Corner?
I think that's about it. Just tons of tomatoes. The heirlooms are really starting to show up, so you've got a great variety of tomatoes to pick. Oh, and local corn. Lazaro has local corn today at the patch.
Beautiful. What looks especially good at Carnivore Corner today?
Well, Carnivore Court, we have a big surprise today. John Ford himself has shown up. And when John's here, you got to be on your best behavior because he's like the market marshal, and he'll arrest you if you do something wrong. So John Ford is here. They've got all of their pet to meet, and I've extolled the virtues of John Ford's hot dogs for years now. He also has his beef bacon, so come stop by and see John. And just manning the booth at Salmon Creek, and they've got duck eggs, and they've got brown goat, but they have most of their cuts of, of beef. They've got cross ribs and sirloin tips, New York fillets, skirt steaks, ground. Jeff from Takanoko is here with all of his pork products. I just made a trade for two of his pork chops. We've talked about that a lot, but Jeff's a great guy, so stop by and say hi to Jeff. And Strauss is here with their milks and yogurts and ice creams and all that good stuff.
What about seafood?
Seafood. Anna Seafood is here with all of her varieties of seafood, local halibut, salmon, you name it, they've got it.
All right, on to the favorite stop on our tour, Carb Court.
Well, we'll start Carb Court with Beet Generation Farm, Libby's Pasta. You know, she uses all of her veggies. Not all of her veggies, but a lot of her veggies and different types of pastas. So there's Lib over there with pasta. There's homemade ravioli. Also, the homemade Italian marketplace, they've got gnocchi and ravioli and fresh pastas plus dips and sauces and the like. But I know you probably want to talk about sweets. Dominique is back after a week hiatus, and she has, looks like, peach pies, Armstrong Valley strawberry pies, and blackberry pies, along with her scones and her jams and her biscotti and palmiers. So Dom's back, which is always good. Raymond's is here, and they've got out all of their breads. Looks like they've got a Kalamata olive focaccia today. Ooh, that sounds really good. Don't get me started on that. I'm trying to stay away from that kind of stuff, folks. Carl from Cousteau's is here with all of their croissants and morning buns, plus all of their crusty breads and cheddar cheese twists. Full Circle is here, and they've got out all of their muffins and breakfast rolls and some focaccias, plus all their great sliced breads.
Beautiful. On to restaurant-style prepared foods.
Let's see. You know, I've been adding, kind of carry around food in the restaurant stuff, too, because that's kind of where it goes. Aaron from the Green Grocer is here. He's back there. I'm going to order my hippie hash here in a second. Aya Paella is here, and she's got her paella pots going at this point in time, and it looks like she's got her Spanish breakfast as well. And Ellie's Mexican food is here, breakfast burritos, tacos, quesadillas and the like. Sweet Divine Farm is here with the corn nuts and, of course, her hand pies that you can walk around and munch on. Beaujolais granola and panforte. Grab a piece of panforte, walk around with a cup of coffee. That's always good. And Mi Fiesta with tamales and enchiladas and chili rellenos and the like.
And what kind of sausages can you dangle in front of us today?
We got all kinds of stuff today. We've kind of all over the place. We've got some Napolitano, and he actually made the Napolitano in bulk as well as in casings because we have a stuffed eggplant recipe for people to try. It's on our table. And plus we have some Toscana, and we have some Argentine Porteño from the port area of Buenos Aires.
And that's all at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium booth at the Original Certified Farmers Market. Who's providing music today, Dennis?
Michael Bryant. And Michael and his wife do classic ditties, guitar player, bass player, good singers, and they're setting up, they're plugging in their amps and their mics as we speak.
Sounds like a lot of fun at the Original Certified Farmers Market today, 8:30 to 1 o'clock, our longest-running year-round farmers market since 1969, 50-plus years and counting at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road Mark West Springs exit. Easy to find. Look for the white billowing tents. Lots of free parking and many, many happy shoppers consuming and purchasing farm fresh food from our local growers and producers. If you missed today's market, don't forget the midweek market. That's Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Dennis Dunn, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
All right, Steve and Gwen, eat corn dogs and don't lose your paychecks on the ponies.
Yeah. Are you coming to the fair?
I'm thinking I might just come right after the market. I haven't decided yet. There's a good chance. I've got to get my annual corn dog. Come on.
Oh, please.
All right. We're going to call you Daily Double Dunn from now on.
I love it.
Thanks, right, Dennis. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to one of the great Hall of Flowers exhibitors who has won this show a number of times in the past. And yeah, he just got through watering his exhibit, and he's ready to sit in and chat for a bit about what inspired him to create another magical landscape. Gwen and Steve, live at the Sonoma County Fair. This will be 23 years for us at the Sonoma County Fair. Delightful. And this could not be a better theme, the Western theme, Country Gardens of Song. And we'll tell you all about that when we return. Don't forget the first ever Foodie Frenzy at 11 o'clock. KSRO sponsoring this at the fair. We will taste new introductions from the Carnival Midway Food Emporiums. And we will judge these and we will award trophies and plaques. It's an expanded two-hour Good Food Hour today, a first in the 32-year history of the show. 11 to 1 o'clock today. It'll be a ball. And, of course, you could come down and see all the action. We're at the Kitty Tent stage right behind the Hall of Flowers. It's a lovely venue. It's covered. It's shady. And lots of available benches for you to participate. Find out what's delicious and hot and new at this year's fair. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018.
New plants are coming in weekly. Shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays with bulbs, ferns, succulents, hanging baskets, indoor and outdoor plants and trees, many grown on site, all bursting with new growth. Planning to landscape this season or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
It all started with the original American Queen vessel, and now American Queen steamboats cruise the waterways of America. The historic Mississippi, Ohio, Columbia, and Snake Rivers are all beautiful and historic waterways. Travel New Orleans to Memphis. Learn Southern history with stops like Nottoway Plantation, one of the largest antebellum homes in the South, St. Francisville, Natchez, and the battlefields of Vicksburg. Imagine Mark Twain's Mississippi paddle wheel boats on the outside, modern and beautifully appointed on the inside. Experience theme cruises, Music City, Big Band, Kentucky Derby and Civil War, or the bourbon tasting cruise on the Ohio River. What about a Christmas market cruise? From 83 to 220 staterooms, all meals, entertainment, and shore excursions are included. Get up to $2,500 off per stateroom for the 2019 Christmas markets. Work with the travel professionals at TravelWise for the best deals and seamless planning. Email ksro at travelwise.net or call 707-935-WISE with a Z.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago to the prom with me.
From the Sonoma County Fair, I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, and this is Garden Talk. You can reach us anytime during the next couple hours live, as always, with gardening questions at 636-1350 or shoot us an email, steve at ksro.com. We'll take a couple email questions that have already come in this morning, but we'll always go to your questions live. Now, why did we play that beautiful heart-rendering ballad, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation? Because that was the theme song associated with Michael Golis Landscape. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you here this morning. Did you get to choose that song, or were you assigned that song?
That song became available for a choice. It was one of 10 that all the exhibitors had to choose from. It was a luck of the draw that we got the songs we got.
Uh-huh.
And it was, at that time, and when I drew it, a bit of a challenge to figure out how to integrate that into a flower.
Were you required to have pink carnations in your display?
Not at all.
Oh.
In that they're not available that this time of year. It's pretty hard to find anything that looks like a dianthus or a carnation.
Yeah.
But we were able to find a couple, a few tokens.
Want to congratulate you for winning Best Use of Fuchsias at the show.
Well, thank you. Those are one of my favorites. We've had those for years. In fact, those very plants are ones that have been here year after year after year.
Those are always part of your designs?
Pretty much. It's tradition that they come and they find a place in the garden where they are going to be prominent and noticed.
Yeah, and because of their size, because like Michael says, he's had them for so many years, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of people kill them because they leave them outside in the cold and then they freeze or they get too much water, but his are just absolutely stunning.
What's your secret?
Actually, they stay outside.
Yeah, but where do you keep them?
We tuck them under just a little cover, just enough to keep them going.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
they look pretty bedraggled by the time spring rolls around.
Do you mulch them heavily over winter?
Not so much.
No.
We prune the heck out of them, and then we feed them and water them and give them all the attention and promise them a front seat at the show.
Oh, that's right. Do you have any favorite varieties of fuchsias?
Not so much. They're all beautiful, and they're all intriguing. It's what they do to the landscape and the way they bring in the birds, the hummingbirds, the butterflies, and it's as if we become a butterfly when we see them. We're drawn right to them.
You know what I love about Michael's landscape designing are all the plant combinations that you create that you can use in your own garden. Instead of having these concoctions where you have shade-loving plants mixed in with sun-loving plants and the colors are off-kilter or this and that, you just take each section of his garden, and like I was making notes earlier about the purple fountain grass with the gora, with the variety,
the
Jane,
ones in containers.
No, they were in the front there along
the
wall.
Front.
But you know, you've got these combinations that really—that's what you're so good at.
Thanks, Gwen.
Geez, for years I've noticed that.
I think that's one of the keys to doing well at the show.
Yes.
Getting a blue ribbon is finding the things that work together. Yeah. It's great to have a wonderful plant material, premium plant material to work with.
What I really loved about your display, Michael, is how there's such a sense of balance between for both sides. On one side, you have these lovely penstemons and foxgloves and purple coneflowers along a winding little creek path. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of the landscape, it's mirrored with the same display.
Symmetry is very important when you build a garden. you want to make sure that your eye continues to flow through it. We have a limited space to work with, lots of plant material, but if you don't capture the eye and keep the eye moving, then you'll become, it'll become tiresome quickly. Mm-hmm. So we want to make it very intriguing. You really want to seek it out.
And what Michael's landscaping does, did you notice the way it's just delineated? Here's my garden right here. It didn't go on and on like and get lost at the edges. So it's contained, and then within that containment are all those little colorful combinations of flowers and plants, and it's just, it's amazing what you do.
Well, thanks again.
And what is the backdrop to the garden?
We have a dance hall, mm-hmm. and indeed the song Pink Carnation, White Sport Jacket, that the fella's waiting for his girl, she doesn't come, the dance is going on, he's waiting, he's hoping, but sadly, he waits in vain. No one comes.
That was a beautiful synopsis of a sad tale, isn't it?
And then in Michael's display, you have a little bench there the way into the dance hall.
Yes.
And there's his jacket and some few flowers he left behind.
That he was waiting to present to his girl.
Yeah. Makes you cry.
It's heartbreaking, actually, isn't it?
We all know what that feels like.
So obviously it's a sad song.
It is.
You know. What other plants caught your eye? Was it arbutus that was...
The trees that are flanking the edge of this one side of his display. The madrone tree, there's a variety called Marina. And you can get a single trunk tree or you can get multi-trunked. And that is the perfect tree. It's a drought-tolerant tree, drought-tolerant plant. And it doesn't get very big. It's a slow grower. It has tiny little, like, Lily of the Valley flowers on it, like a palish pink flower. Evergreen leaves, and then as the tree gets older, the bark starts to peel a bit, and it has the different color shades of rust color, maroon color. It's an excellent tree for anyone who has a problem area, too, in their yard, where it's too hot, the soil's not the best. It's a variety of our own native madrone tree.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's adapted to a wide variety of circumstance. It can take some shade, it can take full sun, and low water once established. Right. So it's perfect for our situation today in the landscape world.
And you don't have to do much pruning to it either.
Very little. Yeah. In fact, it comes pretty much out of the box, looking good. We don't have to do a lot.
Yeah.
So would this be a foundation recommendation when people are asking you to design landscapes?
Absolutely. With all the we've been through with the fires, we want to choose plant material that is going to be resistant. And this fits the bill on that, as well as its drought resistance and the way it graces the landscape. It just has that deep green, glossy leaf, flowers all year long, brings in the butterflies and the birds again for cover as well as for food. It's a pretty all-around
tremendous
plant.
How big will these get?
You can expect about 20 by 20, and that would be the most. You wouldn't have to do a lot of pruning, but to do so would only be to enhance its beauty because those branches show through those leaves, and you get this architectural design that only those trees produce.
So Arbutus marina would be one to recommend.
Number one.
And Coscosmia, was that one?
Procosmia?
Procosmia that you...
Monbrecia, what's the common name for that bulb?
I think that is the common name, Monbrecia.
It is?
I think it's a tough one to get in terms of pronunciation. People kind of work it back and forth, but if you go back to the flower, you know exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's those long grass-like, grassy-like leaves, and it has the thin stems, and up on the top have those little star-shaped kind of flowers that can range from yellow to bright yellow, orange, two-tone orange, and even are they getting into darker shades now?
They are. They have seen only a few of those introductions, but they're always brilliant.
Yes.
And they're the things you can put in the background to catch your eye and to offset anything that you have in the foreground.
And they're little bulbs. So you start off by planting bulbs or the plants themselves, and then they keep multiplying every year. And
they'll take over a corner if you give it to them. They would love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Will they do well in shade?
They do like the sun, Steve. Oh, they really, really appreciate that, and that's where you'll get your best bloom. And that's true of a lot of plants. Not all, but most need some sun.
How many years have you been participating in?
Are you ready? It's been 27 years this year. Long time.
Remarkable.
I've kind of held in all this time. I really enjoy working with the director. I really enjoy the fair. I like what it does, what it presents to the community, and it is our gift to the community.
You know, we have such a different mindset this year. Last August, July, when we were here, we were just coming off the fires in 2017. It was a salute to heroes, a very sobering theme. And I think Greg pulled together a wonderful presentation.
Again, yes. It,
what's really great about this year's fair is bringing in the junior exhibitors into the main exhibit hall this year.
They decided that something needed to be done so as the space wouldn't feel quite as vacuous, quite as open. And bringing the amateurs in was a brilliant suggestion.
So the whole back wall.
Absolutely. Those exhibitors are going to be facing challenges like the pros have for years, and that the plants don't necessarily like being inside for 12 days, but with a limited run of 11 to 12 days, they'll be able to get through just fine.
The colors are just vibrant this year. I don't know whether it's me, or but it seems to be more lush this year with more varieties of plants this year.
Everyone has really just gone to the limit to find as good a plant material as you possibly can, going far and wide, down to the Bay Area, all the way to Oregon. And a lot of our own backyard nurseries have produced and provided a lot of color for us this year. We like to spend our money locally, keep it in town, keep it in our community, and make sure that they're ready to help us again next year.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with just a few minutes with Michael Golas because he's got people to see and bids
things
to do.
But
thank you for spending a few minutes with us, Michael. It's Gwen and Steve. It's Garden Talk live from the Sonoma County Fair. And the show goes on just like if we were back in the greenhouse studio, and that you can reach us with any gardening questions at 636-1350. Michael's going to be with us a few more minutes. If you have a particular landscaping question, a corner that's defying good growth, ask Michael and Gwen. At 11 o'clock, it's the Foodie Frenzy, our first ever new introductions of fair food. We'll be tasting them, judging them, and awarding plaques, plus the first ever Willy Bird Trophy to the best new fair food. It'll be an expanded Good Food Hour from 11 to 1 today. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Hey, Sonoma County. Thank you for making Creams Towing the number one rated heavy-duty towing company in Sonoma County. Creams Heavy Duty Towing has the largest fleet of medium and heavy-duty rigs in Sonoma County, and have been around since the 70s. So they're doing something right. Creams Heavy Duty Towing is on the road 24/7. Got a big rig stuck or need a four-wheel drive tow truck? Creams has the knowledge and experience to tow any and all large trucks. Their goal is to get you back on the road and home safe in the shortest amount of time. Need an RV towed? You guessed it. Creams Heavy Duty Towing can do that too. Their Class A drivers are fully insured and certified in heavy-duty towing. Don't scream. Call Creams, 707-588-1250. Creams Heavy Duty Towing, 588-1250.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
We believe that Wine Country has some of the best cuisine in the world, and one of the best places to enjoy this unique, outstanding food is Gravenstein Grill in Sebastopol. Chef Bob Simontaki has deep roots in Northern California and brings his love of the region and its cuisine to the dinner table. Get a $100 Gravenstein Grill gift card for only $50 now, only at MySonomaDeals.com. Find the best deals in Sonoma County at MySonomaDeals.com.
The 2020 Nissan Rogue has tech that helps protect you from threats in every direction. Whether it's this bike on your left, this truck on your right, or using rear cross traffic alert to help you see this convertible behind you, whose driver doesn't see you backing up because he's retracting his roof. Fancy. This is protection in a world of distraction. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Dramatization, do not attempt. Rear cross traffic alert may not detect all vehicles. See owner's manual for safety information.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Some clouds coming in tomorrow, but today is sunny at 88, 70 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 54. It's inland and down the shores. A few clouds for Sunday at 82, 66 in Bodega Bay. More of the same for Monday at 84 in Santa Rosa, 66 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bald and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start it now. Yippee-i-o, ki-yay, yippee-i-o, ki-yay, I'm an old cowhand.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Fair to the gentle strains of the late Dan Hicks and his fabulous Liquettes. And an old cowhand, one of my favorite tunes of all time. Gwen Kilcher and Steve Garner anchoring Garden Talk, as always. And sitting in with us for a few minutes is Michael Golis from Michael Golis Landscapers. 27 years participating in the Hall of Flowers Professional Exhibitor category. A question about onions. Maggie from beautiful Bennett Valley, welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you about your onions?
Thank you. Glenn's column today was talking about harvesting onions and when to harvest them. My problem comes up with they go to flower, and I'm confused. Do I let them go ahead and flower and die back?
No, you shouldn't. The problem when they start flowering is that they stop producing the bulb. And they start sending up a flower stalk and seeds and whatnot. So, and they could, well, that's what you call bolting. And they could have bolted for a number of reasons. The soil's too wet, then it's too dry, the temperature gets hot and cold, or you just planted the wrong variety for this area. So right now, I would go ahead and harvest all those onions, put them someplace outside in the shade, let them dry out for a while, let the foliage really dry. You're not going to be able to store them very long because they didn't finish growing as they should have.
I've already harvested them.
Okay.
And I'm using them, but I'm wondering about next year. I always have this problem, and I don't know how to keep them from bolting.
Well, when are you planting them? Are you starting with seeds? Are you starting with little
starts? I'm starting with bulbs in November.
November. Well, that would have been okay. Are they just the bulb? the onion bulb, or is it there's some little green shoot on it?
No, it's just the bulb.
Okay. I would probably go, since you're having problems with that, I would go with some that are already started. Okay, you have a little shoot of greenery, and try those. And try a few different varieties. Make sure that you get the varieties that are good for the north growing area. That would be, the north or intermediate varieties.
Okay.
And you have them growing in sun, full sun all day?
Full sun all day.
Lots of organic matter mixed into the soil?
Lots of organic matter.
Okay. So, it sounds like you're doing everything right, but the temperature, a lot of my onions bolted as well, and I know it's because it was, 70 degrees one day, and it shot up to 80, 90, 100 degrees, and then a few days later, I saw some of them bolting. So if that should happen next year, cut the flower off, just bend it over if you have to, and that'll kind of slow the bolting process down. But like I said, different varieties, different types of starts, and watch the watering. Make sure that you don't let the soil dry out, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed then for next year.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Maggie. Good luck.
Thanks for your call. 636-1350 if you want to reach us. Michael Golas, Gwen Kilcher, and Steve Garner hosting the show. Michael, do you install fountains in your landscapes and things like that?
We do, Steve.
Okay. I'm just going to throw out this question because we got it from email. Whether we can answer it or not, I'm not sure. Hi, Gwen, Steve. This is from Margaret. Can you tell me how to get rid of brown algae in my bird bath fountain without harming the birds? I imagine bleach would kill it, but some of the material is porous, and I'm worried that residues from that would be hard to remove and would harm the birds. I've used the enzymatic drops, which are effective against the green and black algae, but this brown algae remains unaffected. The fountain aspect, she sent us a photo here, Gwen, is a bubbler. It's hard to see in the folder, fed from a tank of water underground. If you could discuss this on the show, that would be great. And I know the brown algae is really hard to get rid of. Do you have experience with that, Michael?
We do. We've seen it occur, especially in the summer months. That's when it starts to do what we call a bloom. And the best thing you can do is keep the water out of the sunlight as long as you can, or select a location for your fountain where it isn't in full sun all day. The other thing is just good housekeeping. Get in there, scrub it out, fill it out, and do that on a bi-monthly basis so as to let it not let it get out of hand.
Do you, I remember my newspaper partner, Dana Lozano, wrote something about putting copper strips in there, and she said that was great in keeping out algae. Have you ever tried that?
What we do use is what a lot of swimming pool people do. They use actually a copper sulfate or a copper product. Using that in any water situation will diminish the amount, but not eliminate it. And I think if there's concern about the birds and other animals that are drinking from it, best to just do good housekeeping.
Yeah.
Scrub it out, put in fresh water.
I was able to contact one person who has aquariums, and they said they've used Epsom salts in 10 gallons of water. They put a half teaspoon to teaspoon of Epsom salts, and that helps to control it. But I would think that maybe, Margaret, people that deal with swimming pools and aquariums would be the best resource, because it's just this brown algae is intractable, where the other colors seem to be able to be kept under control.
Yeah, but they're not dealing with birds.
Well, that's true, too.
And I wouldn't put Epsom salts in my
bird. Well,
they would know what was safe for humans, certainly.
Yeah.
So we don't have a real answer.
Not 100%.
Margaret.
Well, like Michael said, try, good housekeeping.
Yeah.
And for the fun of it, try putting in a few copper strips. Let's see what that does. Because Dana, I remember, wrote an article about that.
Okay.
And yeah, it wasn't 100% effective, but maybe it'll just slow it down a bit.
And if anybody out there in Radioland, because it's amazing how many people listen to the show and know so much more than we do, have some experience in what's worked with brown algae, for heaven's sake, call us or email us, steve@ksro.com or 636-1350.
I wonder if she could repaint the bottom of it so whatever's stuck in there and growing and reproducing all the time, putting a frost cloth or, weed cloth on top of the weeds.
It's worth a try.
Now, maybe that would help.
We have another onion question. Let's just take this one, too, from Forestville. Stacy would like to add her 2 or 3 cents about onions. Welcome to Garden Talk. Good morning, Stacy.
Hi. My grandfather used to, when they would get to the point where they're about to bolt, he would step on the onions, step on the greens. And then later they would, then he said that made them bold.
Step on the onions when they were starting to bolt?
Yes.
And so he would just knock down the fold.
Or whatever, as soon as he saw the first sign of one of them bolting, he would go and step on them all.
Okay, well, that's a lot easier than just breaking off the flower itself. Some people just walk around, they cut it off with their pruners. Some people snap it with their fingers. So your grandfather just stepped on them.
That's a tried and true grandpa gardening tip.
Yeah. And that's an excellent idea. So if Maggie's listening, that's what you're going to be doing next year if you have this problem. You just step on your plants and knock over the foliage. I think that's a great idea, Stacy. Thank you.
Thanks, Stacy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, like she said, like Stacy says. Thank you.
Very helpful.
That's easy.
Before we take a break, did you have a couple other questions for Michael?
One question I want to know. You're still doing your landscape consulting, maintenance, designing,
all the above.
Installation, everything.
All the above.
Yeah.
And as much as ever because of all the rebuild that's going on now.
Uh-huh.
Services are in high demand, and hiring the right people to produce the to reproduce
well,
the landscapes.
I would highly recommend people call you for landscape services and design and installation. So how can people get in touch with you?
Thanks, Gwen. Appreciate it. Certainly, I've got a website, and we are listed there. We're also listed on our neighborhood, Bennett Valley, next door. And certainly there's comments and lots of feedback from people that we've worked with who have taken the time and really appreciate the effort in giving the rest of our community a recommendation.
Okay.
And that's a really good resource for people to look into.
Golas Landscaping, G-O-L-A-S.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for sitting here with us. We appreciate
Thank
it.
My
pleasure.
You.
Pleasure
Thank
to
you.
Be here.
Oh, and you know, before we leave, if people I know are saying, fuchsias, I want to get some of those fuchsias. Man, those are great. How can we get those same fuchsias that you planted?
The ones that are available are at the nurseries are generally the best varieties these days. And if you wanted a particular variety, going online seems to be the best.
Okay.
And that's in season. That would be late winter, early spring. They ship very easily because they're completely dormant.
Are you going to have any for sale at the flower show sale?
Oh, I would imagine, yes.
So when is the flower show sale?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's actually going to be on Sunday night. The night the fair closes, the 11th, and it starts at 7 p.m. and
wow.
run until 10, 3 hours of rollicking sales.
That is great.
Last year was the first time we did it, and it was quite an event.
It's much easier for a lot of people than 7 a.m. on Monday morning.
It's true, and people get back to work on Monday, and we don't see as much crowd mm-hmm. as we do on Sunday night, so we're very happy for this development.
Getting back to the fuchsias real quick, have you had a problem with the fuchsia gall mite, or because of the varieties, is that kind of...
Actually, going through the winter months is really good because we get rid of all the foliage. They don't have much of a chance to get established. The biggest problem is when you have them in full leaf all season long, you actually want them to rest.
Okay.
The plants are better for it, and the fuchsia mite cannot get established that way.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks for your generosity and your time.
It was my pleasure.
Michael Golas. We'll take a break. Be back live at the Sonoma County Fair. It is Garden Talk Live, 636-1350, or Steve at ksro.com. Plenty of time to take questions, as always. And don't forget, at 11 o'clock this morning, the unveiling of the Foodie Fight. It's going to be astounding, and we'll tell you all about it when we return from this break. This is KSRO.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Sonoma County is rich with creative people. Being an artist or a budding entrepreneur takes creativity and hard work. It often requires expensive technology and education to finish your projects, and that's where we come in. I'm Zach Block with Jared Lyons, and we're here with North Bay Makers of 180 Studios.
We provide public access to over 16,000 square feet of professional equipment with a dynamic work environment. 180 Studios is a makerspace in Santa Rosa that helps inventors, artists, engineers, dreamers, and entrepreneurs achieve their goals by using our tools, equipment, and education resources. With a digital media lab, electronics and robotics, welding, woodworking, designing, and a machine shop, 180 Studios is available for you to create.
Our events are a great way to engage, so don't miss the next workshop or Meet the Maker Mixer.
Visit 180studios.org to learn more. 180 Studios at 150 Todd Road in Santa Rosa. Online at 180studios.org.
As an old cowboy, it might just surprise you that I like all kinds of music. My feet start moving, my boots just go into automatic pilot, kicking and tapping, but I digress. What I mean is I'm here to let you know that this year's lineup at the Sonoma County Fair's got something for everyone, and it's all free with fair admission. If you want reserve seating, that'll cost you some extra buckaroos, but it could be worth it to see your favorite acts up close. Buckle up so you don't miss out.
The ultimate Stevie Wonder tribute experience fills the community stage Thursday, August 8th at 7:30 p.m. with Natural Wonder featuring Gabriel Bello. Hit after hit like Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Superstition, Sunshine of My Life, Higher Ground, Living for the City, and way too many more to list.
You sure this ain't Stevie himself?
Natural Wonder will have you jumping out of your seats. Optional concert package, only $15, includes reserved concert seat.
Get your tickets at SonomaCountyFair.com or at the fair box office. Back to your roots in cowboy boots.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit is a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Lies a melody,
yeah.
A song of old San Antone.
San Antone.
Where in dreams I live with a memory.
Oh.
Beneath the stars all along.
All
right, Gwen Kilcher, do-si-do around the Sonoma County Fair to San Antonio Rose. One of my favorite tunes, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys at the Sonoma County Fair Garden Talk live presentation.
Nice accent
like
you got
so
there.
Thank you. Thank you. I tried to do my smooth country western announcer voice. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, anchoring the show as always. You can reach us at 636-1350, live on the air, or steve@ksro.com. Next hour on Garden Talk, we will be chatting with the Best of Show winner from this year's Hall of Flowers. It'll be a wonderful hour, but of course we'll continue to take your phone calls and questions as always. And don't forget, heavens, be sure you're around the radio for the kickoff for this year's new Foodie Fight. It is a new event at the Sonoma County Fair this year, and we're proud to kick it off. It'll be the first annual food competition for our concessionaires to show what they've got cooking. Participating vendors have submitted brand new food items never before seen at the 2019 Sonoma County Fair, and we're going to taste the best 12 food items during an expanded Good Food Hour from 11 till noon today on our live finals. And we have an esteemed panel of judges with Pat Kerrigan, our Monday through Friday KSRO anchor. She'll be joining me along with several other judges to select winners for the best sweet treat, the best bite, the best wacky, crazy creation. And then we'll crown an overall 2019 Sonoma County Fair Foodie Fight Grand Champion shortly before 1 o'clock today. So it will be absolutely great. So you'll know before you come to the fair what you really should key on if you want something new and exciting. John Bradford asks us, hi, Gwen and Steve. There used to be a visitor to your show with the best gopher traps. Can you tell me how to contact him or purchase the traps? Thanks for your show. And that's from John Bradford. So years ago, we used to have occasionally stopped by the greenhouse Greg Crawford, the gopher guy. He's very well known in Sonoma County. And Greg used to use the cinch trap.
And probably still does.
And he probably still does. And, of course, the trap works great if you know the fine points, like anything.
Yeah.
Right on.
You know
exactly how to set it, exactly where to place it. There are the nuances of any tool that you're going to use. But he's been fabulously successful using the cinch trap. I don't think Greg has his own trap that he's marketed, to my knowledge. Now, maybe John is thinking about the other gopher trap we've been talking about the past month or two, and that's the gopher hawk. And this is a trap that's gotten a lot of great reviews, and actually one of our longtime listeners, Jim Lang, has used this trap and gave us a rather detailed explanation of how it works and how it would work best, and that is for folks with relatively pliable, soft soil, you can insert the probe very easily into the soil. But if you have hard pan, rock hard adobe soil, you're not going to be able to get this probe into the soil. Isn't
that
pretty
much? Yeah, it'll just break on you. So.
It'll just break on you.
Yeah.
But it might worth trying. It's not a huge investment. I think they run $25 or something like that. But you might want to try it, and it appears that it's very effective in capturing gophers. So, John, you might want to try the gopher hawk.
Yeah, try that. And then the cinch traps work. I mean, they have been around forever and a day, and those are the best to use with whatever kind of soil you have. But like you said, Steve, you know, you have to find the tunnels. You have to put a trap in both runways of these tunnels because you don't know what direction the gopher is coming from. You want to put a flag up so you know where your traps are, because sometimes they get caught, and if that hole's big enough or something, or they come out of the tunnel, they take the trap with them. So I remember Jim saying that he put little irrigation flags out there.
Smart.
And you know, he could see where those traps are.
A few tips for you, John. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com.
Plus, my husband Walter has used this gopher trap, so we bought it, according to Jim saying how great it is, and we've caught a couple gophers and a mole even.
And a mole too.
So, but our soil is easily workable. And yeah,
back after this with hour number two of Garden Talk, as we're live at the Sonoma County Fair. Steve Garner, Gwen Kilcher, this is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit